Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
And welcome to Fritz and Friends this Sunday, Tuesday evening. I'm Cheryl Fritz coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, State Representative Joan Bauer. Good evening, Joan. How are you?
I'm good, Cheryl. How are you?
It's been a busy couple of days back at the Capitol after I'll call it a working recess. It was a recess from session, not from working, that's for sure.
Correct. Correct.
Heavily working on the budget. Let's start on the budget tonight, and then there's a couple other issues I want to get to. You, with the new budget proposed by Governor Rick Snyder, have been very concerned about what you call drastic cuts to higher education.
Yes.
You, of course, are the Democratic vice chair of the Education Appropriations Subcommittee. Tell us about how this process is going with higher education.
Well, and Cheryl, I'm very concerned with cuts completely. To education. By that I mean, we're drastically cutting K-12 by about $470 per pupil, which for Lansing means over $6 million. And then in addition to that, higher education, which are our 15 public universities, are all being cut 22%. Now, if they hold the line on tuition at no more than 7% increase, then they get 7% back, which would mean 15%. But those are still huge cuts for Michigan State, you know, in our own community. That means out of about a $240 million budget, they would really be cut about $42 million. Those are huge amounts of money that our universities are going to have to deal with in terms of cuts. So, you know, I worry about that, and then I worry that it's a job issue for our community, but then in addition, the higher ed cuts, if they're passed on in tuition increases, it makes college even less affordable and accessible for our young people. So I'm very concerned about that. Mm-hmm. Education at all levels, the funding cuts, because it is, you know, in my opinion, our future is education, and that's how we're really going to get Michigan turned around.
Well, and that's what you and I have discussed in the past before. If we're going to get things back on track, cuts to education are kind of working in the opposite direction of that.
Right. And we know by looking at all the states, all the data, that those states where there is high prosperity for citizens as well as prosperity for the state, you know, they're the states that are doing better. In almost all cases, there's a direct correlation to the number of citizens in the state with higher education or some kind of advanced training, whether it be a certificate or a college degree. So we know that that's what's going to get us out of here, out of this situation, and we know that that's what's going to attract the companies we want to attract. So, you know, I think this is very short-sighted to make these drastic cuts this year.
What is being brought to the table and is happening in discussions that could help to change the as you call the drastic cuts to education, K through 12, as well as higher education?
Well, at this point, we're all hearing from our constituents, you know, throughout the state of Michigan. People are, the consensus, I think, from the public is people are very concerned about these cuts. And when they realize that this type of a cut might mean, you know, a huge tuition increase, or might mean in K-12 that your child would be in a classroom with 40 to 50 kids. People are really calling on us to take another look at this. So now I don't know, with, you know, the current environment has been quite one that nobody wants to talk about raising additional revenue. So I don't know that there's much hope of getting any new revenue into the system. You know, I, for one, think it's time to take a real overhaul of the revenue system, whether it's business taxes and individual taxes, to be sure we have enough money coming in to pay for the things we need. But I don't realistically, I don't think that's going to happen this year.
Is there
doesn't seem to be the will. I mean, the Republican leadership is really feels that they need to cut government, and this is what we're getting. I mean, we're getting these drastic cuts in education, in aid to our cities, which is going to translate into police and fire. So community health, I mean, we're having to cut a lot of prevention programs. So it's, I'm afraid that the budget is going to continue, and the result's going to be pretty bleak as we start passing. The House is planning this week on passing out a lot of these budgets. Our higher ed committee meets tomorrow morning, and we'll be passing a higher ed budget out of the House, out of the subcommittee,
and then it'll
move on back to a full appropriations and then to the House. So the process is moving right along.
Well, as you are passing the budget out of the subcommittee, is it standing with the cuts that have been proposed?
Oh, yes.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen the final budget yet because I'm not the chair of the committee anymore.
Sure.
Yes. I mean, I think that there, at this point, the 22% cut to universities will continue to be in there. It's my understanding that the K-12, the 470 cut is still what we're looking at, and that those will come out of the subcommittees this week.
Well, another thing, just today, we heard in the news break just before you came on with me, Representative, talking about pay equity and equal pay and ending wage discrimination. We heard it on the national level today, and you are going to be introducing legislation that deals directly with that. Tell us about that.
Yes, today is Equal Pay Day or Pay Equity Day, and what happens today, April 12th, is that this, Cheryl, is the day into the new year that it takes for all of last year and into this year for a woman to make the same as a man makes. So that's why there was a press conference today that a number of organizations sponsored, AAUW, League of Women Voters, NOW, some women's education groups. It was, a very well-attended press conference. So at this time, nationally, women make 77 cents on the dollar when you factor in everybody's wages and salaries that men make. And in Michigan, it is worse. We're at about 72 cents, so we're below the national average. And that's a huge concern when you think of the number of women who work and the fact that they are not making that overall we're not making anywhere near what men make in the workforce. And it hurts. It doesn't only hurt women. I mean, it hurts families and children. And it's been an ongoing problem. In the 70s, I remember I had a pin that said 59 cents. So at least we're making a little progress. But 72 cents is a little better than it was then, 72 cents in Michigan. But we still have a ways to go. So this legislation would require that under the Elliott Larson Act that employers would, have to pay, could not discriminate between jobs of comparable value with unequal pay. And then there's three other bills in the package. There's one that has penalties for violation. A very important one is setting up a commission that would then actually take a look at different jobs and make some recommendations on pay equity. And then the last one is a transparency bill that would require the release of salary so that people could actually know if they were being, how their salaries compared with other people in their workplace. And I have, I'm sponsoring one of the bills and three other people are sponsoring the others. So we are getting co-sponsors this week. We'll introduce them at the end of the week and then hope that we can, get a hearing on them in committee and move forward with this.
When I saw this issue and the impending legislation, this is just something you don't hear about anymore. It clearly hasn't gone away. It's improved, but it clearly hasn't gone away.
Right. It has not gone away. And it's just something we need to be very aware of. And all of us, I would hope, can agree that that is just not fair. I mean, it's not fair for our, for women, it's not fair for our daughters and granddaughters, and so we need to look at this, and children and families, because people are working, and, you know, these are tough times, and it's not fair that, in addition to all the other issues with employment, that then we have an issue where women are, there's such a big gap in pay.
Well, Joan, as always, I appreciate your time this evening, a busy time at the Capitol this week. Thank you so much for your time.
You are very welcome, Cheryl.
Very good. We've been speaking with Representative Joan Bauer, a Democratic representative of Lansing. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS right after this.